Brandon with the Farm Service Agency in Audubon, bringing you today's USDA report. Right now, we're between programs here at FSA, but ARC PLC sign-up has opened now, so you're welcome to come in and sign up anytime between now and March 15th of 2022. I would like to talk a little bit about farm records. Often our office finds that ownership on a farm has changed. Please keep in mind that the FSA is not automatically notified of land ownership changes. It's the responsibility of the landowner or the operator to inform our office of any changes. These changes can be as simple as moving from individuals to a trust or an LLC. Even though you may still be in control of the land, if the deed has changed, then we need to know about it. There are instances where we find out about such changes months and years after the fact, and this can cause delay in processing payments to program participants. Next, I'd like to talk about an important part of the local administration of USDA's Farm Service Agency, and that is county committee elections. County committee members are an important part of the operations of FSA and provide a link between the agricultural community and USDA. Farmers elected to county committees help deliver FSA programs at the local level, apply their knowledge and judgment to making decisions on commodity price support, conservation, indemnity, disaster, and emergency programs and eligibility. FSA committees operate within official regulations designed to carry out federal laws. In Audubon County, this year's election is being held in Local Administrative Area 3, which consists of Lincoln, Cameron, Viola, and Melville townships. To be an eligible voter, farmers must participate or cooperate in an FSA program. A person who is not of legal voting age but supervises or conducts the farming operations of an entire farm may also be eligible to vote. Eligible voters in Local Administrative Area 3 who do not receive a ballot may obtain one from their local USDA service center. Newly elected county committee members take office on January 1st, 2022, and serve a three-year term. The candidates in this year's election are Johnny Meislin and Brent Bauer. Johnny has been farming full-time his whole working life, raising corn, soybeans, and a cow-calf operation up until a few years ago. Johnny graduated from Audubon High School and has been married to Lisa for 46 years, has three children and five grandchildren. In addition to county committee, Johnny is also a member of Pheasants Forever and the Audubon Economic Development Committee. Brent Bauer grew up on a farm northwest of Audubon and has been farming full-time up until about 7 years ago. His operation consists of corn, soybeans, and hogs. He remains a participant in the CRP program. He is a graduate of Audubon High School and has been married to Joan for 43 years and has three children. Ballots will be mailed out to producers in November and must be returned or postmarked back to the FSA office by December 6th. And that's all I got for today. Good luck with harvest. This is Brandon Schering in Audubon County. Thank you and have a great week.